Tom was evidently perturbed at Daisy's running around alone, for on the following Saturday night he came with her to Gatsby's party. Perhaps his presence gave the evening its peculiar quality of oppressiveness. It stands out in my memory from Gatsby's other parties that summer. There were the same people, or at least the same sort of people, the same profusion of champagne, the same many-colored, many-keyed commotion. But I felt an unpleasantness in the air, a pervading harshness that hadn't been there before. Or perhaps I had merely grown used to it, grown to accept West Egg as a world complete in itself, with its own standards and its own great figures, second to nothing because it had no consciousness of being so. And now I was looking at it again, through Daisy's eyes. It is invariably saddening to look through new eyes at things upon which you have expended your own powers of adjustment. They arrived at twilight, and as we strolled out among the sparkling hundreds, Daisy's voice was playing murmurous tricks in her throat. "These things excite me so," she whispered. "If you want to kiss me at any time during the evening, Nick, just let me know, and I'll be glad to arrange it for you. Just mention my name, or present a green card, and giving out green—"
"Look around," suggested Gatsby.
"I'm looking around. I'm having a marvelous—"
"You must see the faces of many people you've heard about."
Tom's arrogant eyes roamed the crowd.
"We don't go around very much," he said. "In fact, I was just thinking I don't know a soul here."
"Perhaps you know that lady," Gatsby indicated a gorgeous, scarcely human orchid of a woman who sat in state under a white plum tree. Tom and Daisy stared with that peculiarly unreal feeling that accompanies the recognition of a hitherto ghostly celebrity of the movies.
"She's lovely," said Daisy.
"The man bending over her is her director." He took them ceremoniously from group to group. "Mrs. Buchanan and Mr. Buchanan," after an instant's hesitation he added, "the polo player."
"Oh, no," objected Tom quickly, "not me."
But evidently the sound of it pleased Gatsby, for Tom remained the polo player for the rest of the evening.
"I've never met so many celebrities," Daisy exclaimed. "I liked that man, what was his name, with a sort of blue nose."
Gatsby identified him, adding that he was a small producer.
"Well, I liked him anyhow."
"I'd a little rather not be the polo player," said Tom pleasantly. "I'd rather look at all these famous people in oblivion."
Daisy and Gatsby danced. I remember being surprised by his graceful conservative foxtrot. I had never seen him dance before. Then they sauntered over to my house and sat on the steps for half an hour, while at her request I remained watchfully in the garden. "In case there's a fire or a flood," she explained, "or any act of God."